Today's Tanya for the 30th of Tishrei, Shchedesh Cheshvan, is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Chof Hei on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 542. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how the Word of God comes down and breaks down into so many different levels and different categories. Paragraph at the bottom of the page. V'hinei nefesh ha'odom. Now, in the soul of the human being, yadua lakayu shehi kulula miyutzvideis chabad, etc. It is well known to everyone that the neshama contains the 10 attributes, chachma, bina, das, etc. V'av shekula miruach pivis bazeich. And although all these attributes come from the Word of God, all 10 of them, kedechsiv ayipach ba'apov, as it says, God breathed the neshama, and the neshama contains these 10 attributes, so they all come from the breath of God, from the Word of God. Mikol mokein derech prat, but when you break it down specifically, chabad shebenafshei, the chochma bin and das within the nefesh, within the soul, hein dugmo lechabad shebeyutzvireis hamechuneis b'shem aveim. The seichel, the chachma bin adas of the nefesh, correspond to the chachma bin adas of the divine attributes that are called father and mother. Umideis av aviyir, etc., and the emotions which are love and fear, and the others, which is in the nefesh, hein dugma lemidei shebiyitzvideis hanikrois b'shem zo. The emotions of the soul correspond to those attributes, those divine attributes that are called Ze'er Anpin, which is in the divine, the 7 or the 6 emotions. And the ability to speak, the faculty of speech, which is in the neshama, is Dugmo L'Dibur Ha'Elyon Hanikra B'Shem Malchus V'Shechina. This corresponds to the divine attribute called Malchus, or in the Gemara, called Shechina. And that's why when a person speaks words of Torah, this arouses and stimulates the divine speech, which connects the Shechina to the higher attributes. And that's why we are told that in the reading of the Shema, and in the benching after meals, and in the word study of Torah, one does not fulfill his obligation by simply thinking the words without saying them. You have to actually say the words, because it is the attribute of speech that stimulates the divine speech, which is the Shechina, and thereby causes the Shechina to be united and joined with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the attributes that are the higher attributes that are described as Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Hayem Yem for Lamed Tishrei, or the first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that in Hallel, in saying the Hallel, we repeat Haidu Hashem after each of the next 3 verses, Yemano, etc., even when davening alone. And the verses Avram Zokein and Zvadya Yishmereini are said 3 times